busy times for NFL teams around the league. The NFL draft is here. I'm Dave Spadaro. We welcome you into our Xfinity studio, joined by Vice President of Player Personnel, Ed Manowich. Thanks for taking some time out with us.
Appreciate you having me.
How's it all going for you?
Everything's great.
Yeah?
Yeah, we're ready to go.
Let's talk first, before we talk about the draft, about the current 68-man roster here and some of the additions that you've made, some of the things you've seen with those players since they've come here. And we've got to start with the quarterback position, Sam Bradford. Your feelings on bringing him in, Ed, and what you evaluated before he got here and kind of what it's been like having him here.
Yeah, I mean, we're certainly a player of interest for us. As we went through, it was an extensive process in terms of our discussions on Sam, our evaluation of him. But we're very excited that we had him here. He's a very talented player, possesses all the ability to be a highly productive player, especially in this offense. Very quick release, quick processor, very accurate passer. We're excited to have him here.
Is there a sense where he is health-wise in terms of when he might get on the field?
Yeah, I think, you know, that was all part of our evaluation and our decision-making process was certainly we had a lot of conversation with the medical people here, but we're confident that he'll be ready to go at the appropriate time.
Good. Ed, the backfield, great changes. LeSean McCoy traded. Let's first talk about that trade and moving LeSean McCoy and then the value you get back in a player that I don't think a lot of Eagles fans are familiar with in Kiko Alonso.
Yeah, I think, you know, what we did from which is the same thing that we do after every season, is we do a thorough evaluation of our team. And we're looking simply just to say, hey, can we improve in these areas? So we're very confident in the evaluations of the players that we had on our team and our evaluations of those players and also the players that may be available to us externally. So the deal for Kiko Alonso is acquiring a player to his degree was a very exciting thing for us. He's a dynamic playmaker, plays the game the way it's supposed to be played. I think in terms of this city and knowing it because I'm from here, the way the game's supposed to be played, that's the way he plays it. The city's going to love watching this guy play.
And then in the backfield now, DeMarco Murray, Ryan Matthews, Darren Sproles. It looks to be on paper a tremendously stacked position.
Yeah, I think we're really excited about that. I think there's certainly good competition there. All those guys have skill sets that are similar but a little bit different. I think they complement each other well, and I'm looking forward to seeing all those guys on the field at the same time and seeing what Chip kind of doctors up.
And how do you evaluate the current cornerback position with the addition of Byron, the addition of Walter, some players still here from last year? How do you look at that group?
Yeah, I think just, you know, in our postseason evaluation, certainly the secondary was a position that we felt like we needed to improve. And to acquire a player like Byron Maxwell, to get him from Seattle, was one of our top priorities. We're extremely excited that he's here. We're adding players like Walter Thurman, who will have a chance to compete with Nolan Carroll, Brandon Boykin. We feel like we've added not only on the top end, but also the depth of that position as well.
And E.J. Biggers, not a lot of people know a lot about him.
Yeah, you know, I'm kind of remiss to not bring him up as well, but a guy that's, you know, played in this division before that adds good quality depth to our team, and all those guys will have an opportunity to compete.
Some additions at wide receiver also, Miles Austin and Seiji Arajitutu. Ajiratutu. I'll never get that name right.
Right.
Seiji Ajiratutu.
Yeah.
I'm going to screw that name up all year.
Both of those guys, you know, from a position standpoint as a whole, I think it was important to bring in some veteran and a veteran presence to that. Miles Austin is an unbelievable pro. Great guy, great for the room. Had a really productive year for Cleveland last year. We just call him Two. It's a lot easier
That's not a bad
idea. Name. He's been a very productive special teams player for a long time in San Diego, and I think that certainly he has the potential to develop as a receiver a little bit more, especially in our offense and our system, but two players that we're excited to have.
Ed, the safety position, a lot of talk out there about the safety position. Your evaluation currently as you look at this roster?
Yeah, I think we've got, you know, a lot of good players on our team right now that'll have an opportunity to compete for that spot. So everybody wants to talk about the draft and who's available now, but I think everybody forgets about the players that you have here, and we're excited to see these guys compete.
Offensive line, how much did it benefit having Matt Tobin get a lot of playing time and Andrew Gardner a lot of playing time and all the injuries you had last year and overcame them, giving those players a chance to compete and then maybe how they forecast into this year?
Yeah, I think that there's no substitute for experience. You know, so anytime that these guys get play experience, they're going to learn, they're going to improve, they're going to get better off that. You know, it gives Coach Statlin a great opportunity to teach off of that and for those guys to improve. And it gives us as evaluators a little bit of a barometer of where they're at and then maybe where they can go. So anytime a guy can play live snaps, especially in the regular season, I think it's invaluable to the player and also to us.
And as we wrap up the day before the draft here, I got to ask you about Tim Tebow, signed last week. You've called him in press conferences another player on the roster, somebody who's here to compete. As a quarterback, you saw a lot of improvement in the time from when he was a Patriot to the time he worked out with you?
Right, yeah, and we had, you know, a chance to evaluate him live a few years back with New England when they came here. You know, we had heard a lot of things about Tim in terms of his work to improve as a passer. We were intrigued with that. We brought him in for a workout. We saw that for ourselves live, and we felt like it was a good opportunity to give him a chance to come in here and compete. And we're excited that he's a member of the organization.